Okay. In the middle of Pesach night, okay. The Chachamim composed the Nusach of the Haggadah, Anshik Nesagdala, probably within a framework of four brachas halakos. A bracha halakos is like under the chuppah, they say bracha halakos at a bris, they say a kiddush and did mibet and over a cup of wine, kiddush, abdolah, benching. So on Pesach night, there are four brachas halakos, and all of the CPTS and time is in between. Within this framework, the first bracha lakos is kiddush, second bracha lakos is asher gi'alanu, third bracha lakos is birchas hamazon alakos. All year long, that's on machloikis, whether birchas hamazon tuna kos or ain't a tuna kos. There are some who are of the opinion that all year long you're supposed to bench birchas hamazon alakos, even if you drink, even if you eat bechidus, even if you eat bechidus. That's why Tosis has a kasha. If you hold Birchas HaMazon Tuna Kos, so, and there's one opinion in the Mishnah that you have to bench, the whole benching, if you have any one of the Shivas Aminim. So if you're gonna have a sandwich, then you have, all by yourself, then you have to bench Ala Kos. So when you drink the cup of wine, then you have to bench Ala Kos. Then you drink, you have to bench Ala Kos. The same with Dovah Sof. So how do you ever get Pata from if you hold wheat pasta, you say, Me'ein, Me'ein Shalosh. You only say Ala Gefen, Al Pri Gefen. So Ala Michi, you don't have to have Ala Kos. But there's one title in the Mishnah holds at Birchas HaMazon that even the Shivas Aminim, you have to recite the whole Birchas HaMazon. So that's Tosis and Brachas, yes, that Kash. So one of the answers, one of the fascinating answers is, when you recite Birchas HaMazon Ala Kos, there's no need to say Bar Pri Gefen. There's no need to say, not Bar Pri Gefen. No need to say Ala Gefen, Bal Pri Gefen at the Yom. You don't have to say Bracha Achrayna at all. It's covered with the benching that you said already. Since the Birchas HaMazon Tuna, if you're old, you're benching Ala Kos, it's considered as if the drinking of the wine is really part of the meal. So the benching that I said, that I finished before I started to drink the wine, covers the Bracha Achrayna Ala Kos. We don't paskin like that. But this is quote such an opinion, I think, from the Bahat. So the Gemara says, even if you hold all year long Birchas HaMazon, ain't a tuna kos, but on Pesach night, kach tikton chachamim, that Birchas HaMazon should be ala kos. And then the last bracha, the fourth bracha ala kos, is Birchas HaShir. The Mishnah calls it Birchas HaShir. The Gemara has a machlokes hamaraim, what does the Birchas HaShir mean? So one opinion in the Arvei Pesachim is that Birchas HaShir is Yahalulucha, like all year long, whenever we recite Halal. We say the bracha Yahalalucha at the end. So if Birchas Hashem means Yahalalucha, so manishtana laila zemikol alayla. Every day, whenever you say halal, you always say Yahalalucha. So what's unique about Pesach night? So that's what Tosfos says. Now all year long, the Mishnah says in Megillah, it depends on the minig ha-mokum. Mokum shenagol lebrach Yahalalucha, you say. Mokum shenagol shelo lebrach, you don't say. Now Pesach night, that doesn't depend on the minig ha-mokum. Everyone is obligated to say Yahalalucha. That's one opinion in the Gemara, that Birchas HaShir, that the Mishnah says, you recite Birchas HaShir at the end of the Hallel, that's Yahalalucha. The other opinion in the Gemara, not Yahalalucha, it's Nishmas Kol Chai, and you say Yishtabach. So the Gemara says they're both very noble ideas, and more correct is Yishtak to say both. So we say both. We say Yahalalucha, and we say Birchas HaShir. What exactly does it mean that you say both? So the Rashbam learns Kipshuto. You say two brachas. And I have old haggadahs in the house. That's on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. This machlokes. My Birchas HaShir, Rabbi Yudom Yahalalucha, Rabbi Yochanan Nishmas Kol Chai. I have old haggadahs. You got probably got the same haggadahs in the mail from some orphanage home in Eretz Yisrael, some hospital. They reprinted some old Italian haggadah where they have like the Rashbam. At the end of the hall, you say Yahalucha and you say Melech Mehulah Batishbachos. Then you say the 26 psukim that end off kili yalam chazdai. Then you say nishmas kol chai. You say yishtabach. You say brach at the end of the yishtabach. So Tosis is not happy with that Rashbam. What do you mean? You say two brachas? Chosim two brachas? It can't be. Tosis Tainas. Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen loha yechosim yehaveluchakim nishmas levad. It's called Birchas HaShir one bracha. Chod a bracha mashma. according to the Rashbam, he's saying two different brachas. So we pass, you only say one bracha. So the question is, which of the two brachas do you say? So that says in Shulchan Aruch, that Chok Yanka points out, there's a Nusach Ashkenaz and a Nusach Svard. So Nusach Ashkenaz, everything goes in order. First you say Hallo on Pesach night, then you get to the end, you say Yehalalucha, and you don't say the Chasima. You say Yehalalucha till... What's the end of Yehalalucha? Shimchona, Kimiyalvara, Matokel. And then you don't say the last Baruch Atosh and Melech Mo'olah Batish Bachas, you don't say. Then you say the 26 psukim that end off Kil Yom HaChazdai. Then you say Neshmas Kol Chai, and it end off with Yishtabach. That's Nusach Ashkenaz. You go in order. Nusach Svard goes backwards and forwards. Nusach Svard, you finish Halal, and you don't say Halalucha. You say the 26 psukim of Kil Yom HaChazdai, and then you say Neshmas Kol Chai, and you say Yishtabach up until, and not including the last line. You don't say the Chasim is Habroch and Yishtabach. And then you say Yehalalucha at the very end. Yehalalucha that you should have said 5 pages earlier at the end of the Halal. You say it and you say it all the way at the end. So in the Shulchan Aruch, the commentaries point out that there's a Nusach Ashkenaz and a Nusach Svard. Each family should make up their mind whether they daven Nusach Ashkenaz or Nusach Svard. It's not proper to have half the people saying one Nusach, half the people saying the other Nusach. Everybody should say along together. So that's what they say. The Sfardim and the Hasidim should daven Nusach Svard. And everybody else, all the Ashkenazim who are non-Hasidim, should daven Nusach Ashkenaz. And there shouldn't be any confusion. The Chayodim quotes from the Vilna Gaon that all week long if a person comes late to shul, so everybody knows you can abridge the Pesuka de Zimra by saying Baruch Shamar Ashrei Yishtabach. So the Chayodim says, but if you came late on Shabbos Yontov and you want to abridge it, you can't say Baruch Shamar Ashrei Yishtabach because the Baruch on Shabbos Yontov begins Nishmas Kol Chai. So you have to abridge it Baruch Shamar Ashrei Nishmas Kol Chai through Yishtabach. By some people it'll take the same amount of time anyway. Even though they say an additional 3 pages, take the same amount of time. Okay. Because the Gemara calls it Birchas Hashir. It seems like the bracha begins from Nishmas Kol Chai. It's one long bracha. Nishmas Kol Chai through Yishtabach. Rav Soloveitchik used to say over it, the author of the Nesivos has a siddur that's called the Derech HaChaim siddur. Mishnah Berurah on every other page quotes a psak from the Derech HaChaim siddur. And in the Derech HaChaim Siddur, he has a commentary on the Haggadah that's called the Maisa Nisim Haggadah. They sell it separately also. There's the Haggadah on top of that page and the Maisa Nisim commentary on the bottom of Salvation. You say over a lot of things from the Maisa Nisim Haggadah. So one of them was this. The Rishonim raised an issue. How come we don't recite a Birchas HaMitzvah before the Haggadah? How come there's no Brachas? So different suggestions are made. So the Maisa Nisim Haggadah says, there's a mitzvah in our Torah to recite Kiddush on Shabbos. How come we don't say Bracha Shekirishana b'mitzvah Yisabit Sivana l'kadesh HaShabbos HaBichas HaMitzvah before we say Kiddush? Or there's a mitzvah in the Rabbanah to say HaMotzi Lechem in Ha'aretz when you eat bread. So you say Bichas HaMitzvah and a mitzvah in the Rabbanah also. So how come you don't say Shekirishana b'mitzvah Levorach ala Oichlim and then say HaMotzi Lechem in Ha'aretz? Or there's a mitzvah in our Torah to recite Bichas HaMazon. So before you recite Birchas HaMazon, why don't you say Asher Levorach ala Oichlim, and then to say the Birchas HaMazon? So the Nesivos writes in his Haggadah, Maisa Nisim Haggadah, he thinks the answer probably is whenever the mitzvah is fulfilled in the form of a bracha, the Chachamim didn't feel it necessary to introduce an additional Birchas HaMitzvah in advance. So then he goes one step further and he says, he thinks, not only if the mitzvah is being fulfilled in the form of a bracha, the mitzvah is being fulfilled within the framework of a series of brachas also. They never introduced a birchas hamitzvah in advance. So the one who says this is the Baal Hamor in Rosh Hashanah, is known for this. The Baal Hamor in Rosh Hashanah says that Bizman HaGemara, they only blew shofar in the middle of Musaf, the Chazaras HaShatz. They didn't blow shofar after Mafta before Musaf. So since they're blowing shofar in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, there's no need for Birchas HaMitzvah. In the days of the Gaonim, when they introduce so many additional piyutim, that the people are going to get home doomsday, going to get home after Chatzos. So And a lot of people won't be able to stay till the end of the davening. Choyle miskeinim, noshim oboris amenikas, they can't stay till the end of the davening. It's going to be so long. So that's when they introduced the tkiyas before Musaf, and that's when they introduced the bracha. But in the days of the Gemara that they only blew in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, there was no need for a bracha because the tkiyas, the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar, was always fulfilled in the middle of the framework of brachas. That's the Balamor and Rosh Hashanah has like that. The Netziv has this in the Shiurim in Merei Mesoda. He has it on the Rabbeinu Yoina on the opening Mishnah in brachas. Rabbeinu Yoina, Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina, quote from the Rav Haigod, that if a person davens Ma'ariv early and has to repeat Kriya Shema later after Tzeis HaKochavim, when he's about to repeat the Kriya Shema, he should recite a bracha Shekadoshanu V'Sosu V'Tzuanu Likros HaShema. But if he's davening Ma'ariv that says HaKochavim, then there's no need for a Birchas HaMitzvah. So I think the Rabbeinu Yoina himself, he asks on the Rav Haigod, it doesn't make any sense. Why does it, if there is such a Nusach HaBrocha, a Birchas HaMitzvah, to recite Kriya Shema, why do you only say it if you daven Ma'ariv early? Even if you're going to daven Ma'ariv Bizman, you should also say the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Kriya Shema. So that's what the Netziv answers. He says this, Rav Haigon, quoted by the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina in the first Mishnah Brochas, is obviously of the opinion, when you're fulfilling Kriya Shema, I'll say the HaBrochas within the framework of the Birchas Kriya Shema, the two Brochas before, and one or two Brochas after. In Shachris, there's one Brocha after, Emes V'Yatzim, and Ma'ariv, there are two Brochas after, Emes V'Yatzim and Hashkivenu. So if you're fulfilling Kriya Shema, I'll say the HaBrochas within the framework of HaBrochas, then there's no need for a Birchas HaMitzvah. But if you daf Ma'ariv early and you're going to have to repeat Kriya Shema later, then the Kriya Shema is not going to be recited in the middle of a framework of brachas. Then you'll have to daka say a bracha, a Birchas HaMitzvah, Shekadoshana b'mitzvah v'tzivanu, likros HaShema. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yoina has that on the opening Mishnah of brachas. He quotes it from the Rav Haigon. And the Balamor has like that regarding Tkiyoshim. So that's what the Maisa Nisim HaGoda suggests over here. Maybe the Chachamim never composed a Birchas HaMitzvah on Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the mitzvah is always fulfilled within the framework of the four brachas alakos. Whenever you have a brach alakos, so you're supposed to pick up the cup, Tefach Ben HaShulchan. So a lot of people don't pick up where you should be holding the cup when you say the Birchas HaMazon. You should hold the cup and you say Asher Gyalon. You should hold the cup and you say Birchas HaShir. And you say the Birchas HaShir, and you say Yadalucha, Nishmas Kol Chai. You should be holding the cup, Tefach, Magbir Tefach, Nagabi HaShulchan. The Gemara says, one of the dinim, the Gemara says in Perek Shloshi Shachlu, the Gemara is talking about Bench and Mizumin. One of the dinim in Koshal Bracha is that you have to have Shtifa Badocha, you have to rinse out the cup. The rinse it on the inside and the outside. You have to rinse the cup, it should be clean on the inside and the outside. So the Kaf HaChayim writes, the Magen Avram writes, what if you wash the cup after Havdalah last Matzoi Shabbos, and you put it away in the cabinet, and you know that no dust fell, and no one touched it, no one drank from it, it's clean. It's clean from last Matzoi Shabbos. So then the Magen Avram says you can take it out of the cabinet, and you can use it for Kiddush, no need to rinse it again. So the Kaf HaChayim writes that the Sfardim who like to follow Kabbalah, a makbid based on some passage in the Zohar, that you should rinse it out in the inside and the outside, even if the cup is clean. So that's the Shaila on Pesach night. We say four brachas alakos. So they quote the Rav Kook and some other tzaddikim had the practice that before the second kos, and before the third kos, and before the fourth kos, everybody should rinse out the cup and fill it in and fill it up all over again. How much do you have to drink from the kos? The Gemara says, whenever you say brach alakos, you have to take a sip. How much of a sip do you need? So the Gemara says, usually maloy lugma. The Gemara says, and you say kiddush alakos, abdon alakos, you have to drink maloy lugma. Here the Gemara says, you have to drink a roiv kos. On Pesach night, you have to drink a roiv kos. Where does that roiv kos come from? So Tosfos says, no, it's not correct. Even though the Gemara says roiv kos, it really means maloy lugma. By an Odom Beinoni, the Ran has that count. By an Odom Beinoni, average-sized mouth. Some people have big mouths. Other people have small mouths. Doesn't always correspond to the rest of the body. Some people have small brains and big mouths. Forget, you have all kinds of things. So by an Adam Beinoni, average size mouth, so a Rav Revius will be a Maloy Lugmav. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that the Ran says like that. So Tosfos says, that's why the Gemara says you have to drink Rav Kais, because the Kais has to be a Revius, and a Rav Revius by an Adam Beinoni is going to be a Maloy Lugmav. Normally it's going to be a Maloy Lugmav. That's what Tosfos says. That the drinking of the Arba Kais is not Pesach Nai, is really a din of bracha alakos. There are four brachas alakos, and you have to drink hamavarch tzor sheyitam. You're not yoytze bracha alakos unless you take a sip. And how much of a sip do you need? So the halacha says maloy lugmav. So when the Gemara says rov kos, it means a rov revius, which is approximately equivalent by most people. That's equivalent to a maloy lugmav. The Rambam disagrees with Tosfos. That's famous from Rav Elvula Soloveitchik. He has in his sefer. And I remember when I was in high school, the Rebbe that I had learned by Rav Elvula Soloveitchik, and he said this over in the name of the Maharal Miprag. He said Rav Elvula said it, but Maharal Miprag was a few years older than Rav Elvula Soloveitchik, a few generations earlier. So the Maharal Miprag, I think, lived in the 1600s. Rav Elvula Soloveitchik lived in the 1900s. So the Maharal Miprag has a separate sefer on Arba Pesachim. So he writes this also. The Tosfos' opinion is that drinking Arba Kosis is only one key of Brocha Lakos. In fact, Tosfos on the Mishnah, the opening Mishnah of Arba Pesachim, Tosfos really is of the opinion if you have 20 people at the table, all you need is one person should say Kiddush Alakos, and Asher Gyalonu Alakos, Bichas Hamazon Alakos, and Bichas Hashir Alakos, and that person will drink Balei Lugmav. You don't need each person to drink. So the Rambam clearly does not agree. The Rambam says there's one aspect of four brachas alakos, and that's, as far as that's concerned, one person can be mitzi everybody. But then there's another inyan of drinking arba kaisas. The Rambam writes it. There are two mitzvahs. B'chol davadar chayvaram liris esatz mekilu hu yotzim in Mitzrayim. That's a din min haTorah. Liris esatz is supposed to have the attitude. That's the most difficult mitzvah. I remember the Rebbe in high school said, that's the most difficult mitzvah to fulfill on Pesach night. You have to have the feeling as if he just left Egypt. Why? How are you going to have that feeling? How's it going to be? There were revolutions all over the world. There are hardly any slaves left in the world. All the slaves are freed. How can we say, we should have the feeling? It's very difficult to fulfill that mitzvah in the Torah. We have to have the feeling that we just left Mitzrayim. And then there's a mitzvah mid the Rabbanan that's easier already to fulfill. You have to demonstrate, do activities that demonstrate that you are a Ben Churin. What do you do to demonstrate that you're a Ben Churin? So the Rambam says there are two ways to fulfill Laharis HaSatzman. One is you eat Peseba, and one is that you drink Arba Kosis. They didn't give slaves, they didn't give servants alcoholic beverages to drink L'chaim on. They drank water, they drank coffee to make sure they don't fall asleep on the job. They're working all the time. But they didn't give them the practice that would not be, they wouldn't give them a L'chaim over an alcoholic beverage. So that's B'chol David HaChai Baram L'harsas Hatzmo. How do you demonstrate that you're a Ben Chorin? By having abacuses, drinking abacuses, and then number two, by having hesebe. These are the two parts of the one mitzvah of laharis hatzmon. Liris hatzmon, kili hatzmon, that's a din deraisa, that's the most difficult din to observe. And then laharis hatzmon, that's not so difficult. To lean on the side when you're eating, and to drink abacuses, that's not so difficult. So the Maharal Miprag and Rav Elvula Soloveitchik point out that according to the Rambam, there are two aspects to the Arba Kosis. First of all, it's four brachas halakos. And as far as that's concerned, it would be sufficient. One person will say the brachas halakos, they'll drink the wine, and everybody will be yotzei. There's another inyan that everyone should drink out of Simchas Yontif or at the Laharis. To demonstrate that we have been a churin, so you drink the Arba Kosis, not just that you say four brachas ala kos. You drink the Arba Kosis. In the Shulchan Aruch it says, and then Rav Elvula and Maharal Miprag both point out that Tosfos comments on the Gemara The Gemara says you have to drink Rav Kais. The Tosfos says that it's lavdafka, it's not meduyik. You don't have to drink Rav Kais. It's sufficient if you drink like lugmav. So they say, but the Rambam holds not so. The Rambam holds, but like lugmav is when you're just dealing with a bracha lakos. But here there's a mitzvah in the Rabbanah to drink arba kaisa. So you have to have ruba kukuloi. It's not enough to say, I'm going to take a sip. Amalai lugmav. No, amalai lugmav, that's when you say bracha lakos, and the din says it, the bracha doesn't relate to the toast, unless you drink amalai tzol sheitim. So you have to drink amalai lugmav. Here we're talking, there's a mitzvah in the Rabbanah to drink arba kaisis. So you're not yotze with, you're not going to be yotze with someone else. You're not going to be yotze if you just have amalai lugmav. You have to have ruba kukuloi. Then the Mogen Avraham points out, whenever there's the din of Ruba Kukula, so l'chatchili should really have Kulo. That's the Gemara, the first daf in the second parak in Chulin. When you're shechting an oaf, all you have to shecht is one simon, either the kona or the veshet, or if you're shechting a behemoth, so you have to shecht the both simon, and the kona and the veshet. So the Mishnah says that, but yevid, you shechted the roiv kona and the roiv veshet, that would also be good enough. So the Gemara says, it's only good, but yevid, it says, but l'chatchili you have to shecht kola kona or kola veshet. So that's our Gemara, the beginning of the second parak in Chulin. On that Gemara, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. That lachatchila, is that a lachatchila deraisa that you should shech kol akone the kol aveshet, or is it only a lachatchila midirabon? So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The machlokes Rashi and Tosfos doesn't appear on the first daf in the second parak in Chulin. It appears earlier in the end of the first parak. But the sefer Leiv Aryeh, which is a classic on Chulin by one of the Gedolim from the from way before, from the 1800s. The Leiv Aryeh points this out, that there's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the first perek, how to read this Gemara at the beginning of the second perek, that the Lechatchili should drink Kola, the Lechatchili should shech Kola Kone, Kola Veshet, is that a Lechatchili deraisa, is that a Lechatchili derabon? And the Pashtus is, the Machlokes, whether it's a Lechatchili deraisa derabonon, is machlegs by the shechita is a mitzvah. Shechita is only a matir. If shechita is only a matir, so Tosfos writes in the end of Nida, it doesn't make sense to require a lachatchila deraisa. If it's mutter b'riyevet, it's mutter lachatchila. If it's a mitzvah, so then you have to talk about a mitzvah b'shleimusa. If you do it like this, if you do it like that, that's a mitzvah shalom b'shleimusa. But if shechita is a mitzvah, you have to discuss a lachatchila deraisa and shechita. You should shech kol akon and kol abeishet. But we assume that shechita is al pipash. It's only a matir. It's not a mitzvah. So if it's not a mitzvah, then to say that you need lechatchila something can only be with the rabban. You can't say it's lechatchila should do the mitzvah b'shleimusa. There is no mitzvah. It's only a matir. So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Here by Abakosis, it is a mitzvah. So here the pashtus says the Magen Avraham quotes the Bach. That l'chatchili should drink kol akos, not just rely on ruba kukulot. So that's what we assume, that drinking the arba kaisis is a double kim. You're saying a brocha lakos, and a brocha tzol sheitom, and then there's, independently, there's a mitzvah to drink the arba kaisis. Yeah, the opening Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim says you shouldn't begin to eat the meal ad she'techshach, till it gets dark on Leil Pesach. What does that mean? Why should you wait till ad she'techshach? On a normal Shabbos, you have the right to be Moisef Mechol al HaKodesh. The Gemara says Rav, the Gemara says in Brochas, Dav Chav Zainam, in Beis. Rav Tzolish Shal Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos. Rav Dav Meirav early. On Friday afternoon, you have to plug a mincha. Then Gemara raises the question, did he say Kiddush Alakos or not? Gemara says, Toshma, yes, he did say Kiddush Alakos. So what was the Gemara's sophic? What he can say Kiddush Alakos? We see there is an Indian of Tosefet. Shabbos, Rav Tzolda Shal Shabbos, Ver Shabbos, Poshim Shat, the Rambam holds not so. Rambam holds that there's no such thing on Tosefet Shabbos. Doesn't exist. Only Tosefet Yom Kippur. But most of the Rishonim don't agree with the Rambam. So they say there is an Inyan of Tosefet Shabbos. So we know Tosefet Shabbos is negated doing malocha. One should abstain from malocha before Shabbos enters. What about for the other mitzvahs hayom? We also say this. to serve Shabbos for the other mitzvahim. So some learned that was the Gemara Sofik regarding Kiddush. One who was Rav Tzol, the Shal Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, he davened Ma'ariv early after Plaga Mincha. So the Gemara asked the Shaila, can you be Yotzei Kiddush at that time? What's Kiddush is one of the other mitzvahs ayim. So that could be, that was the Gemara Sofik. The Gemara says, Toshma, yes, then you can say Kiddush. Others disagree, and they say no. That Tosefes Shabbos is only relevant for Issa Melocha. And Rav Tzol, the Shal Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, he was Mekabel Shabbos early. So therefore, he wouldn't do any malachas. Therefore, he wouldn't do any malachas. But the Gemara assumes that Tosef Shabbos is only negiah to malachas. It's not negiah to other mitzvahs ayon. So the Suda Shabbos, he couldn't be yotze doing this man of Tosefes. But the Kiddush, that's the Gemara Sofik. What's the Sofik? Is Kiddush to enhance the Shmira Memalacha? Tosef Shabbos only negiah to Issa Malacha. Is the Kiddush to demonstrate that the Shvisa Memlacha is L'shem Mitzvah? It wasn't just for his own personal interest. So if the role of the Kiddush is to enhance the Shvisa Memlacha, and Tosefes Shabbos is only for Melacha, so then you can say Kiddush Mebod Yom. You'll have to start the meal also Mebod Yom, because ain't Kiddush on the Makom Suda, but according to that opinion of Tesis, you'll have to make sure that you eat the whole meal has to be eaten balayla after Tzeis HaKochavim. And according to the other opinion, and Tosfos says, no, if you can say Kiddush Mebod Yom, then you can finish, you have to start the meal Mebod Yom, then you can finish the meal also. That's 2 days in Tosfos. Tosfos assumes that the Mishnah says, Arvi Psochem Samach Mech Lo Yochel Orem Ad Shetechshach, Afilu Oni Sheb Yisrael Lo Yochel Ad Sheyesef, right? So it says, Achetechshach, so that's what Tosfos interprets, based on the passage from the Zohar, that even if you're Moisim Mechol Al HaKodesh on Erev Pesach, you can't eat the Korban Pesach, you can't begin the meal with Bod Yom. Tosefes Yontif doesn't help with respect to eating the Korban Pesach. Not all of Rishonim agree with the Tosfos. Tosfos Harosh and Brochus on Daf Chav Zayin on the base disagrees. He says, no, if you mekabel Pesach early, so you can make Kiddush and you can eat the Korban Pesach and go to sleep. You can go to sleep in Bod Yom. There's no such din Achetech Shach. Has to be Dafka Balayla. Brochus Habasa Balayla Hazeh. How can you say you can eat it by Yom? So they assume Ochus Habasa Balayla Hazeh means every day of Yontif consists of Laila by Yom, by Yer, by Hivoyker. So here it says you have to eat the Korban Pesach Balayla Hazeh in the unit of Avoida of Balayla. You can't eat the Korban Pesach by Yom, but you can eat the Korban Pesach even mid-bod Yom, before the Shkia. And Erev Pesach, because Yom HaKabal Kedushas HaYom of Yontif, so that's called Laila. Laila over here doesn't mean literally Laila. Laila just means after HaKabal Kedushas HaYom, before Yom, before Boker. So that's a machlekes in the Rishonim. Whether you say Achat Techshah is to be taken literally, Tosfos takes it literally. You can't begin the meal Achat Techshah because you can't be yotze any of the mitzvahs hayayim until after Tzeis HaKochavim. Korban Pesach is the pasuk. Vachos Habasa Balayla Hazeh. Then Hu Adinami. All the mitzvahs halayla. You can't begin to be yotze Abrikosis or the Sipi Tzeis Mitzrayim before Tzeis HaKochavim. On the regular Shabbos, it's a machlokes. Let's say a lot of times people daven early in the summertime, so they make kiddush when the sun is still shining, and ain't kiddush al machmas. So they start the meal. So do you have to save up some challah to eat it at the end balaylo? So that's 2 days in Tosfos. So the Taz and Hilchas Shabbos recommends you should be choshish with that opinion of Tosfos. You have to save up some challah at the end to eat when it's already Leil Shabbos. That's the question. How much challah do you have to leave over for the end? So some say kezayis, others say kezayis is not enough to be moitzi suda, to be yotzi suda Shabbos. You need a kebetza. Others say, no, you need yotzi mikebetza. It should be achilas keva. exactly a kibetz, it could be that that's only achilus haroi. So perhaps some on the top in Shulchan Aruch, some say you have to have yosem mikibetz. Kibetz is not. So the bottom line, there are three shittas. How much challah should you save to eat at the end of the year? Kazayis kibetz or yosem mikibetz. The simple reading in the Gemara is yosem mikibetz. Which simple reading of what Gemara? The Gemara says Gemara says in Sukkah, you're permitted to eat achilus haroi chutz l'sukkah. Achilus keba not allowed chutz l'sukkah. Achilus haroi is permissible. So how much is achilus haroi? So the Gemara says, if you eat a kazayis, if you eat a kebetza of bread chutz l'sukkah, that could be achilus haroi. But yosem kebetza is already going to be achilus keba. So it's based on that Gemara that the Tosfos assumes like this, that the sudas, according to the one opinion, Suda Shabbos must take place balaila. You're not yet during this man of Tosefes. So even if you make Kiddush Mabod Yom, you started eating Mabod Yom, but you're going to have some challah at the end of the meal. So that's what some say. That challah should be a full kebetza, a really yosem kebetza. Should be yosem kebetza. That's called achilas keva. If it's only kibbetz or less, then it's called achilus haroi. So that you're not yotzei suda Shabbos by having achilus haroi. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk we discussed it yesterday, that sumas potam eloi mahagodev, because he say barbezeh osa shamli b'tzeis mitzam barbezeh lo emarti b'shosh yesh matzo umorah munochim lefonecho, and you can see it. Marbe etzba, zeh is something that you marbe etzba. So Gemara says that asumas potam elam hagod. So that's what we pointed out yesterday. The pashta should be, let's say the great grandfather is still alive. He wants to say kiddush on Leil HaSeder to be mitzi everybody. He doesn't remember the whole hagodah by heart. So that his grandchildren will say the hagodah from a printed text. He doesn't remember the hagodah, but the kiddush he can say by heart. So the pashta says the sumas potam elam hagodah, and the kiddush is the beginning of the CPCS Mitzrayim. So he could be mitzi everybody with Kiddush, but as far as CPCS Mitzrayim is concerned, he's ain't a mechui bedover and a mitzi aserabim v'dechei vosim. So that's not right. You shouldn't be mechabed someone who lost his vision, that he should be the one to say the Kiddush on Leil HaSeder. Because the sumas potam eloi mahagodah. And Hagodah, we quote Amar Ablaz Marazariah. He says, I look like I'm 70 years old. He was really much younger, many, many years younger. He says, I look like I'm 70 years old. He never heard a conclusive proof to demonstrate that when you daven Ma'ariv, not only when you daven Shacharis, you have to recite the third parsha of Shema Vayomer for the purpose of Schiris Yetzias Mitzrayim, but every night when you daven Ma'ariv, you have to say the third parsha and end off with Goal Yisrael. Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael. So that statement of Rav Loz Mazariah is relating to the mitzvah of Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim all year long. Whenever you daf Ma'ariv, every day of the year, do you have to say Vayomer? Well, no, you just say the Shema Vayom Shema, and there's no need to say Vayomer. Because the pasuk that requires that we should do Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim every day is Mantizka Yosem Tzias Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. So Yimei Chayecha was Hayomim, maybe it only applies in the daytime. So that's the question. Do we really darshan Yimecha Echa Hayamim Kol Yimecha Hayecha Halilois? Do we really darshan to say that Halilos are included in the Yomim? And they're just as obligated Balayla to say Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim as Bayom. But he say, no, maybe the word Kol is not Mar Balayla. Maybe it's Mar Lohavi Lemos HaMashiach. So that was the Machlokes HaTanaim. So Rav Loz Manazari says, he never knew the proof that you got to say the third parsha of Shema by Ma'ariv. Hachadrosha ben Zoyma Shenemah. Ben Zoyma said that the word kol is marba leilos. Not only you have to have zechiris tzayim by yoyim, you have to have zechiris tzayim tzayim by leilo. So the question begs itself, if every single night of the year you have to have zechiris tzayim tzayim, so what's different Pesach night? Well, what do you mean there's a mitzvah of tzayim tzayim tzayim? There's a mitzvah of zechir every night of the year. So what's unique about Pesach night? Every single night, when you daven Ma'ariv, you got to say Zechir Tzitzis Mitzrayim. So that's what the Baal HaGadah comes to explain, that there's a difference. Zechir Tzitzis Mitzrayim, one could be Yotzer if you say Bikitzer. But on Pesach night, Kalamar Belisap, Areis HaMishubach, all year long there is no Midas Chasidus to be Mar Belisap. You just tell Bekitzer, but on Pesach night, that's the whole purpose. Kalamar Belisap, Areis HaMishubach. How did the Tanoim, how did the Balagora know that that's true? Kalamar Belisap, Areis HaMishubach. So he tells his story about the five Tanoim, Shai Mesubim Bibnei Brak, and they were discussing Sipit Siyas Mitzrayim all night long. Until the Talmidim came and he said, Rabbi Sein, he gives man kriya shma shel shachris. So I remember Rabbi Soloveitchik commented on that passage in the Haggadah, that if you have a Talmud Chacham who's an honest to goodness Talmud Chacham, you tell over a story from the Talmud Chacham, you assume that it's kahalocha. Because he tell over the story that the Talmud was sitting all night long until he gives man kriya shma shel shachris. So from that we derive, maybe the Tanoim didn't know what they were doing. Maybe they did something stupid. So the assumption in the Haggadah is that when Talmid Chacham, if you know that someone is a recognized Talmid Chacham, so you respect him and you assume that what he did, he knew what he was doing, and has a halachic basis. He said by judges and lawyers, it's not necessarily the case. Just because a lawyer does something dishonest, just because a judge does something dishonest, you have no right to follow it. The judges don't necessarily observe the law. But the Tanoim, we assume Tzadikim, Talmid Chachamim, are observing the laws. So we look up to the Talmid Chachamim, supposed to learn from them how to act. Yeah. I don't know if this is Agadah, this is Maaser Rav. This is what the Gemara calls Maaser Rav. If you have a machloikas in the Gemara, one says, I think the din is like this. The other one says, not I think, I do like this. This is the way I do. So the Gemara says, Maaser Rav. If he did like that, that's a stronger indication that that's the din. The other one just said, theoretically, the din should be like that. This guy actually did like that. So that's called Maaser Rav. That's the best raya you can bring. Yeah, but that's only if you have honest to goodness Talmid Chachamim. Sometimes you have a Talmid Chacham, the yeshiva is not in Kiddushin, his head is only in Kiddushin. He doesn't know how to daven properly, he doesn't know. You do say Tafni, you don't say Tafni, he doesn't know how to say Kiddush and Abdullah, he's just in Kiddushin. So the Tanoim were holy people, and they were holding by everything at the same time. So we look up to the Tanoim, and we learn out from everything that how they acted in life. We learn out that those are the Dinim. So there are several differences. This is famous B'Shem Rab Chaim. And others pointed out as well, Rav Lozman Azariah, it's in the Maisa Nisim HaGodah also. Rav Soloveitchik said over from the Maisa Nisim HaGodah. We say, Omer Rav Lozman Azariah, you're obligated to mention Zechiris Yitzias, I quote some name by Ben Zayma, you're obligated to mention Zechiris Yitzias every night of the year in Ma'ariv. So what's unique about Pesach night? We dove Ma'ariv ready, we were Yotze ready. Well, you have to have more Sipit Tzias Mitzrayim. So obviously, Sipit Tzias Mitzrayim is something over and above Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim. So Manishtana, what is different? So Rab Chaim said there are several differences. So one difference is called Amar Belisaper. Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim just say Bekitza. Every night of the year, and Pesach night also, when we dab Ma'ariv, we recited the third parsha of Shema. So we would say Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim. Zechir means Lahaskir, to mention. But Sipur means to tell Barichas. So called Amar Belisaper is a Meshubah. Difference number two, that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're not telling it over to anybody else, you're not telling it over to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're reciting the third parasha in Shema, you're talking to yourself. You're reciting it out loud to mention the third parasha about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipi Yetzias Pesach night, l'chatchila should be fulfilled by telling v'yigarta l'vilcha, to tell it to someone else. Either ain lo bein, so he tells it to his wife. He has no wife, so he tells it to the other people. If you have mamish nobody, so then he tells the Haggadah to himself. One could have argued the point and said, you're only Yotze if you tell to others. So the Baal Haggadah says, no, even if there's no one else to tell the Haggadah to, you tell it to yourself. But Lachatchila, the mitzvah b'shleimus is to tell to someone else, because that's the way it says in Chumash, he got it to Lebincha. And then number three, another difference between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim all year long, every night, and Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim Pesach night is that it should be told, the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim should be related, la'acherim, yes, l'chatchila derech she'ela tshuva regarding mitzvahs halaylo, because that's how the Chumash says. Boye kishol chaminuch amoch aleima, mo habayra zas lochem, mo zais. They'll ask, what are the mitzvahs halaylo all about? Then we got it to Lebincha. You should tell over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim by way of explaining the mitzvah salat. So that's what the Manishtana represents. The five questions, Bizman HaMishneh, Bizman HaBayi Sheni, they had five questions. The first, regarding all the five mitzvahs halaylo. So the first one question was, Manishtana halaylo zemikol halaylos, shebuchol halaylo sanrach leimbos, etzli sholuk hamavushol, halaylo zeh kulotzli. How come at Pesach night, here's the Mishnah, and kufta zayin amir aleph. How come tonight we only eat tzli? Means that the question regarding the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Then we say, how come chol halaylo sanrach leimchometz matzah, halaylo zeh kula matzah? How come we have matzah? Then how come we have morer? So those three questions we understand. Pesach, matzah, morer. Then we have mesubim. What kind of mitzvah is mesubim? So Rav Soloveitchik said, the Mefarshim ask, how come we don't ask about the Arba Kaisis? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah in the Rabbanim b'chol dor v'dor chayiv adam, laharis esas mekilu yatz mesam. You have to demonstrate that you are a ben chorin. There are two ways, the two parts of demonstrating that you are a ben chorin. One is that you eat ben seba, and one is that you drink a toast, Arba Kaisis. So these are really two halves of the same mitzvah. Mitzvah really is chayiv adam laharis esatzmo, to demonstrate that you're a mechar. So once we mention mesubin, so included in the mesubin is the Arba Kaisis, because it's hainu hach, is two parts of the same mitzvah of laharis kilu hiatzmo mitzvah. What is the fifth mitzvah? What is the fifth question we say about madbilin? Madbilin shteipam. What is the mitzvah that's involved in madbilin? So Rav Soloveitchik gave two suggestions. Either that's a reference to the mitzvah of karpas, if one should assume that karpas is a mitzvah. Karpas is not a mitzvah in the Torah, that's for sure not. Why did he introduce karpas? That's what the Gemara says. Only hekere l'tinoikas. The children know they're right after Kiddush, and Kiddush ala makom sudi, go and you wash. Now Pesach night, after Kiddush, you start dipping karpas into salt water. So the child asks, Dad, why don't we go wash? We have to have Kiddush makom sudi. Why don't we wash already? So what motivated the Chachamim to introduce karpas was hekere l'tinoikas, k'deshi yishol atinoikas. But the question is, maybe, all right, that's what motivated them to make the takana. But maybe once they made the takana, maybe it's a mitzvah sachila. So that's the question, do you really need a kazayis or not? So in the Rambam, the way we have it printed in the Rambam says you need a kazayis of karpas. But the Rambam seems to hold that what motivated the Chachamim to make a takana of karpas was hakere l'tinoikas, but once they made the takana, that is a mitzvah sachilo, and that's why you have to have a kazayis. In the Shulchan Aruch, they recommend you should not eat a kazayis. We went through that yesterday. Why you should be dafka not eat a kazayis? Say like that, so it comes out that eating the karpas is not at all a mitzvah sachilo, even with the rabban. It's only hekere l'tinoikas. Only a mishum hekere l'tinoikas. Kedesha yishalu atinoikas. So what can the fifth question of Madbilin be referring to? So Rav Soloveitchik said, Od Yeshlema, maybe it's referring to the Madbilin and the Charoises, that the Mishnah records a Machloike Satanoim, where the Charoises is a mitzvah, our Charoises is only for health purposes. So the Chachamim are of the opinion, Charoises is only for health purposes, to kill the worm in the romaine lettuce. Mishum Kippur. Shum Kippur. Tosis explains that the worm is a kosher worm, the Tosis Kufta Zvavim Beis, Dima Maschal Kippur. Some of the worms are kosher, some of the worms are trapes. So the Gemara is talking, the worm is kosher, but it's not healthy to swallow a live worm. They're going to be crawling in and out your stomach, so that's not healthy. So you should dip the mortar into Charoises to kill the worms, so for health purposes. That's what the Chachamim say. And Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Tzadik says, no, it's a mitzvah of the Rabbanon. What kind of a mitzvah mid rabbanon is charoises? What kind of a mitzvah mid rabbanon is charoises? So the Amoraim have three interpretations: two in the Bavli, and one Tosis quotes from the Yerushalmi. The Bavli has two suggestions: that the charoises is a mitzvah mid rabbanon either zecha letit or zecha letapuach. Zecha letit, we should reminisce about the cement that our ancestors used to make and used to use to make all those pyramids. Peace on us, Ramses. They made all those pyramids in Egypt. So we should reminisce by having some kind of a thick mush that's going to be reminding us of the tit, of the cement that they used to use. Then the Gemara has another suggestion, maybe Zecha the Tapua. The pasuk says, "Tachas atapuch haraticha," that the Ribbono Shel Olam cheered up the Bnei Yisrael. They were so depressed and they were so sad in Mitzrayim. The husbands and the wives didn't want to be together, and everything was miserable. Everybody was hoping they would die, and the Ribbono Shel Olam cheered them up. Tachas atapuch haraticha. So the Gemara says, if it's zecher letapuach, then you should tzorch le. The Gemara says, the recipe for the charoisa should be first tzorch lesmuche, should be very thick, zecher letit, like cement, and then tzorch lekuhuye should have a very sharp, tangy flavor to it, zecher letapuach. So that's what we mentioned. The Tosis writes in the end of Tainus, tapuach in biblical Hebrew does not refer to apples, it refers to citrus fruits. Citrus fruits have a sharp flavor to them. So you're supposed to have chop up an orange. Not so important to chop up apples in the charoses. That's not really tapuach. Should chop up an orange. Tzorch lekuhuye. So that's all the babli says. Tzorch lesmuche should be thick. The tzorch lekuhuye should have a sharp flavor, based on tachas atapuach haratichan. And Tosis quotes from the Yerushalmi. There was a third reason. That it's a zechel adam. We should reminisce about all the Jewish blood that was spilt by the Mitzrim. How do you do zechel adam? You have charoses, and it's thick, like cement, and then you pour in red wine. It says, unless you live in a Medina where they make alilas adam, so then they recommend don't use red wine. You're going to say using Christian blood. But if you use red wine in America, no one's accusing us of having Christian blood. So if you pour in red wine, you're going to have pockets. You're going to have puddles of red wine all over the charoisa, so that's zechel adam. So those are the three mitzvahs. So this is the question, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like the chachamim, that charoisa is only for the medical purposes, for the health purpose of killing the worms, mishum kippah, ankuv tezvav amabes, or do you say, no, it's really a mitzvah in the Rabbana, like Rav Blazer b'Rav Tzadok. Either zechel adam, Zechel Tit, Zechel Tapuach, Zechel Adam, the three Pshatim. So that's a steer between the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos and the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos says, it's obvious we have not accepted the opinion of Rav Blazer b'Rav Tzadok, otherwise we would have recited a brocha, Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvay Sov, v'tzivonu al achilos charoises. So the Rambam says, we don't pass like Rav Blazer b'Rav Tzadok. We paskin that the charoses is only a reshus, not even a takonim of the Rabbanan. And if the one would have adopted Shitas HaBlez B'Abzorik, that is a mitzvah, one would have said a bruch. The Rambam and the Mishnah Torah backed out from both. The Rambam and the Lecha Mishnah points out, the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah says, charoses is a mitzvah of the Rabbanan. If it's a mitzvah Rabbanan, you have to know al-pidin, what are the ingredients that you have to mix in? If a charoses is only for health purposes, you don't consult a rabbi, that's what the ingredients have to be. The Rambam tells you what the ingredients should be. So that's what we mentioned the other day. One of the Rabbanim, I think I said it, I was at a wedding, so one of the Rabbanim said that he used to go to Rab Soloveitchik here on the west side. Rab Soloveitchik was reading the Rambam. He says, what are the Rambam? Is a cookbook. The Rambam tells you how to, what are the ingredients that you put into the charoses? No. Rambam is saying, al-pidin, charoses is a mitzvah. He tells you, what do you have to put in? There should be zechel what? Zechel tit, zechel tapur, zechel dam. So the Rambam, he said, Rav Soloveitchik, he said, Rav Chaim used to make the charoses himself. He wouldn't rely on his wife, he would make the charoses himself.
Does the Rambam talk about tapur? He says tapur?
Doesn't explain one way or the other. No. He just quotes the Gemara, tzoch lekuhuye, should have a sharp flavor.
So that's
not going to be apples. Apples are not sharp. There's going to be a citrus fruit that's going to have a sharp flavor. Yeah. So the Lecha Mishnah points out that the Rambam backed out on two accounts. In the Mishnah Torah, he writes that charoses is a mitzvah in the Rabbanan, and even though it's a mitzvah, you don't say a bracha. In the Pirush HaMishnayos, he writes, obviously we have not accepted the opinion of Rav Blazer b'Rav Tzadok, because then you would have said a bracha al achilos charoses. In the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says, we do pass on like Rav Blazer b'Rav Tzadok, charoses and mitzvah, you still don't say a bracha. The question is, why not? Why don't you say a bracha? So the tour in a lot of Rishonim, classical Rishonim, they say, the reason why the Rambam holds you don't say a bracha, even though charoses is a mitzvah, is because there's a concept of Iker and Tofel. Just like there's a din of ikar and tofel in eating food. Let's say you have a potato and you have melted butter on top and you have salt on top. So you should really have said a brocha shakol on the melted butter and on the you really say shakol on the butter and the salt, but there's a nikar and a tofel. You only say ha'adam and you don't say shakol. So the Tosfos on the very last daf in Psochim quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that just like there's a concept of ikar and tofel in Birchas Hanenin, so too there's a concept of ikar and tofel in mitzvahs. If you're performing two mitzvahs and one is a tofel to the other, that's very unusual. A mitzvah is tofel to the other mitzvah. So then you only have to say a brach on the ikar, you don't say a brach on the tofel. And Yerushalmi learns that is the machlokes in the last Mishnah on Kuf Chaf Aleph Menav. That is the nekudas machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael regarding Chagiga Sarba Osar. Is that a tofel to the Karban Pesach or no? The two ikarim. So Biruch Halika Potas HaTfeilo doesn't only apply to Birchas HaNen, it applies to Birchas HaMitzvah as well. So that's what the Tur and several other Rishonim say. Even if the Rambam Paskins in the Mishnah Torah, like Rabbi Lezmer, Rabbi Sarek Harois, this is a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's a tofel to the Morer. Mainly, he's supposed to dip the Morer into the Harois's. So since you say a brach on the Morer, you have to say a brach on the Harois's.
You only eat it, right?
Oh, that's the question. The Rambam wrote in the Pirush HaMishnayis, if the din would have been like Rabbi Lezmer, Rabbi Sarek, then you would have said a bracha, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzman al achilos Harois's. So the Rambam sounds like he holds if charoses is a mitzvah midirabbanon, then it's a mitzvah to the kazais of charoses. That's a chiddush in the Pirush HaMishnayis. That is a chiddush. The Ramo on the bottom of the page in the tour quotes this. He alludes to it in the Shulchan Aruch also. Ramo quotes that just like it's not proper to eat matzah on Erev Pesach de she'ochel matzah l'tei oven, you should eat matzah on Pesach night with a good appetite. So too, it's not right. So too, the Rambam quotes early Achronim. It's not right to eat any of the fruits that are going to be mixed into the charoses on Erev Pesach, kadei she'ochel charoses l'teyavim. So the Rambam says, who eats charoses? You dip them more into the charoses and you shake off the charoses. You don't eat charoses. But obviously there was an opinion that if you hold charoses mitzvah, you hold charoses not a mitzvah, so the whole role of the charoses only mishum kippah, to dip in the mort to kill the worm. But if you hold charoses mitzvah, it means that it's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis charoses. And then we pointed out that the mortchai, on the last page in the mortchai, on the 10th line from the first column, from the beginning of the first column, yesterday we pointed out, he asked the Kasha, how can you swallow three kezesim of asachas? So the three kezesim that it says are kezais matzah, kezais morah, and a kezais of charoses. So he talks about eating a kezais of charoses. But that doesn't make any sense. So that's why they corrected it. They said instead of kezais charoses, they corrected it that you should say kezais korban pesach. He's eating pesach matzah morah of asachas, not eating charoses together with matzah morah at the same time. So that's the story, whether charoses is a mitzvah or not. The Rambam holds that it is a mitzvah, but you don't say a bracha. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah holds that it is a mitzvah.
Rabbi Salmishin had another biur about the charoses, but there's no ma'isa
mitzvah. Yeah, he said that since it's a mitzvah of zecher, even if you say that you eat it, but you're not eating it b'toras mitzvah sachila, you're eating it to reminisce and to conjure up on your mind an image of the zechel tapuch, zechel tita, zechel dam. So since the mitzvah, since there's no ma'isa ha-mitzvah here, therefore there's no birchas ha-mitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik showed, he had arichas on that. He showed that whenever, let's say, I ask you to do me a favor, hang up all the mezuzahs in my apartment, I'm not up to it. I can't climb on the ladder so high, I'm afraid I'm going to fall down. So when you put up the mezuzahs, you're mekayim a mitzvah gemilas chasodim. You're doing a teivah for me. But I live in the house. I'm becoming the mitzvah of mezuzah. So when you put up the mezuzah, what bracha do you recite? So you don't say the bracha ligmo chasodim liyisrael. You say the bracha al kviyas mezuzah. Why? Because a bracha is recited when you perform the ma'isa mitzvah. If you have a kiyam mitzvah, that's the person has avas Hashem, yaziras Hashem. is mekayim the mitzvah. Abasa Hashem b'yosham mekayim the mitzvah after v'achol kamoicha. There is no ma'isa mitzvah. It's only kiyam mitzvah b'leiv. He has abasa Hashem b'yosham. So there's no bracha, no bracha reciting. You only say a bracha when you're about to perform a ma'isa hamitzvah. That's what most of the achrayim hold like that. The Magen Avraham has a chiddush. He says if you move into a house that has a mezuzah, so you don't have to put up a mezuzah. There is a mezuzah already. So you don't say the bracha l'kvaya mezuzah, you say the bracha shekudashana b'mitzvah sabitzivano l'adur babay sheyeshbo mezuzah. So the Chidor disagrees. The Chidor at the end of the last page in Hilchas mezuzah and you're there. The Chidor disagrees with the Magen Avraham and says, what do you mean? There's no ma'isa mitzvah. You only say a bracha when you b'kvaya mezuzah. You live in a house, that living in a house is not a ma'isa mitzvah. So the Chidor holds that you don't say a bracha at all. That's the common practice. You move into the apartment that has a mezuzah, you don't say a bracha. You don't say a bracha at all. And the same thing, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that we pass in Kol Davishim Mishim Shvus like Gozwala Ben Hashmashas. Ben Hashmashas of Shabbos, you're permitted to do things that are only Anisa, the Rabban and Kal, but Makam Mitzvah. So let's say a woman forgot to bench licht and the house is going to be dark. Husband's going to come home from shul. It's going to be dark in the house. There's no lights on. In Europe, not today, the lights are on all day long. Let's say in Europe, there are no lights in the house. So the woman would be permitted to ask a goy, Amir Liakum is only an Issa de Rabbanan. So the Mechaber writes, it's permissible to ask a goy to turn on the lights on Ben Hashmashes of Knesset on Shabbos, because that's how he passed, like Rebbe, called Dovishim Mishim Shvus, Lagozu Ola Ben Hashmashes. And the Magen Avraham says, if the woman has to go to please light the candles, then the woman can say the bracha, Shekirishonu b'mitzvah sevitzivonu l'halek ne'er shal Shabbos. The Nochri can't say the bracha, it's not Kirishonu b'mitzvah sevitzivonu. But the Isha, who asked the Nochri to light the candles, would be permitted to recite the bracha, l'halek ne'er shal Shabbos. So the late Achrayim disagree with the Magen Avraham. They say, obviously, it's l'shitasa. Just like he said that you move into a house that has a kosher mezuzah, you say bracha, Shekirishonu b'mitzvah sevitzivonu, there is no ma'isa mitzvah on that. There's a kima mitzvah. You're living in a house that has a mezuzah, but you didn't do a ma'isa mitzvah. When you kovei a mezuzah, then there's a ma'isa mitzvah, so for that you have to recite a bracha. But to move into a house that has a mezuzah, so just the Magen Avraham holds, you recite a bracha even if you're just being mikayim mitzvah, even if there's no ma'isa mitzvah. So we usually assume not like that Magen Avraham. The two Magen Avrahams are l'shitasa, that when the woman asks the goy to light near Rishab's Ben Hashmashes, the woman can say the bracha. She's not doing any ma'isa mitzvah.
It's a ma'isa mitzvah being done. It's
yeah, but a nochri is doing it.
Okay.
Yeah,
but that you can't change. I mean,
you're not allowed to do it yourself. That. Yeah. So these two Magen Avrahams say the same thing. One is permitted to recite a bracha even though he's not doing a ma'isa mitzvah. You're just having a kiyama mitzvah. We usually assume not, so we usually assume you only say bracha when you're doing a ma'isa mitzvah. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. If you eat charoises, he said, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, charoises is a mitzvah midibrei soifrim, and then he writes, u'mivim osav al ha'shulchan b'leili ha'pesach. It's in the middle of Hilchos Chametz Matzah. What do you have to bother to say, u'mivim osav al ha'shulchan b'leili ha'pesach? Of course, u'mivim osav al ha'shulchan. So Rav Soloveitchik said the Rambam is defining the nature of the mitzvah. He assumed that the Rambam holds as a mitzvah to eat kazayis charoises. Charoises mitzvah, not just a mitzvah to dip in the mor. It's a mitzvah to have kazayis charoises. But you don't say a bracha because there is no ma'isa mitzvah at all. You're not mechuyif. That's not called a ma'isa mitzvah that you eat the kazayis of charoises. That's a hechitim to conjure up in your mind zechreinus about what life used to be like in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, just to make a zechel HaMikdash. So whenever there's a mitzvah that's purely zechel HaMikdash, then they quote from the Oruch that no bracha is recited. The Oruch comments about Koirach. When we do kriicha zechel HaMikdash kila, how come we don't say a bracha? So one of the answers that he gives is, so the Oruch gives this answer. The different Mepharshim get different answers. The Oruch gives an answer. A mitzvah that's only, you're only doing Korach to make a Zechel HaMikdash, whenever something has gone Zechel HaMikdash, it does make sense. You don't say a bracha. Why not? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. There is no Maisa mitzvah. Whatever you're doing, just to conjure up zichronos, to imagine in your mind what life used to be like in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. So whenever there's only a zecher, so you don't say a brocha on that. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. Just like the Oroch says you don't say a brocha on Koirach, because it's only a zecher, there is no Maisa mitzvah. So the same would be true regarding Chairosis. Chairosis is a zecher. Either the zecher l'dam, zecher l'tapok, zecher l'tit. But it's only a zecher. So true, the Rambam probably thinks that you eat it, you eat a kazayis, but the eating is not the Maisa mitzvah. You eat it in order to conjure up in your mind an image of what life used to be like in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's to be ma'orer, such a calculation. That's not called a Maisa mitzvah. That's a kima mitzvah without a Maisa mitzvah. A bichas anenin, you mean?
Oh. You go by what's the measure, majority, ingredient?
I don't know. We assume it's part of the meal. It's a course in the meal. It's on the menu. You got to eat a kazayis charoises. So since he said amoitzi, covers everything that's in the meal. Just like Tosis had 2 days, how come you don't say bar piadoma on the morer, in the middle of the meal? So one day Tosis was, what do you mean? Mor is on the menu. That's how Pialach is supposed to have mor in the middle of the meal. A matzah samrem yachlu, first matzah, then mor. So the mor has to come in the middle of the meal. So whatever is on the menu is dvar maboy, machmas hasuda. So you don't recite a bracha. No. If it's a zecher, then you wouldn't say a bracha. Yeah. So they're different things. Whatever is a zecher, you don't have a bracha because no mais hamitzvah. That's a bichas hamitzvah, shayla. Here's a bichas hanenu, shayla. Yeah. So to eat charoises, the charoises is only a zecher. Yeah, but if you're supposed to eat charoises in the middle of the meal, then it's the bichas hanenin shabo is covered with the amoitze. When you say hamoitzi, how much matzah do you have to eat? So the pashtus is you eat one kazayis. So Tosfos has a big chiddush, it's quoted by the Mechaber. You have to eat 2 kazayis, one kazayis from the Shleima, one kazayis from the Prusa. The Mishnah Brewer is not happy with that. He has a long beer. Aloche, he thinks that you can really rely on the other Rishonim that all you need is one kazayis. You don't need 2 kazayis. But why did Tosfos say like that? Tosfos quotes Rabbi Yosef 2 velim. Why do you think that you need 2 kazayisim? Because Tosfos held that it's a violation of Einoise Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. You're eating 1 kazayis of matzah and killing 2 birds with the 1 stone. You're fulfilling the mitzvah of Sudas Yontif. Every Shabbos Yontif, you have to have a kazayis when they seem to hold kazayis. We said there are 3 shitas for the kazayis kebetza, a yosemi kebetza, more correct should be yosemi kebetza, achilos keva. But these Rishonim seem to talk that the Sudas Yontif is enough kazayis of bread. They have to have a kazayis from the Shleima, from the Lechem Mishnah, that's for Sudas Yontif. Then you need a kazayis from the Prusa for Lechem Oni, for the mitzvah of matzah. And they hold that the mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of Sudas Yontif are 2 unrelated mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Sudas Yontif applies in Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, and Shabbos. And the mitzvah of matzah is a separate mitzvah. So you need 2 different kazayis, and 1 kazayis from the Shleima for the mitzvah of Sudas Yontif, and 1 kazayis from the Prusa for the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Lechem Oni. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes Rishonim, he thinks that Rav Rishonim hold that it's one and the same mitzvah, it's the exact same mitzvah. On Pesach night, the Suda Shabbos should consist of Lechem Oni, but it's not that the 2 different mitzvahs, one is matzah, and one is Suda Siyantav. So that's the shadow where they need 2 kazayisim or 1 kazayis. Is that really a violation of Chavilus Chavilus or not? Okay, Belineta tomorrow, we'll start talking about Mascha Beginus and Messiah Mishvach. Yomar has a machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, exactly how do you fulfill that? What do you do to be maschad b'gnus and b'sayim mishma? Tov. The chatrila, you should have 2 shleimas.
Bread, you're still yotzei suda. Still a suda.
Bidyevet, yeah.
Okay.
But you have to have a separate kazayis for this one, the Shabbos, a separate kazayis for the matzah. Part of this place.